Tomorrow, the 11th of Cheshvan, is the yard site of Rachel Imenu, the quintessential mother of Klal Yisrael. There's a famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu about Rachel Imenu. Koil barama nishma, a voice is heard in the heavens. Rachel mevaka al baneha. Rachel is weeping about her children. Ma'ana lihinochem al baneha. She refuses to be consoled about the plight of her children. The story is told that one year back in the 70s, on the yard site of Rachel Imenu, a group of bachur from the Mir Yeshiva in Shalaim went to daven at Kever Rachel, and they asked the venerable Mashgiach, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if he wanted to come along. And he said, sure, but first let's find a public phone so that I can tell my wife that I'll be home a half hour late. They arrive at Kever Rachel, and immediately Reb Chaim Shmulevitz approaches the Kever, and the Bacharim overhear him saying, Mama, Mama, Chaimke is due. Mama, Chaim is here. And he then said, even though Hashem has instructed you not to cry, as the Pasuk says, Mini koilech mi bechi, refrain your voice from weeping. But Chaim is telling you, vain, vain for deine kinder. Cry, cry for your children. On the trip home, his Tamidim asked him, Rebbe, how were you able to instruct Mama Rachel to cry? How can you go against the Pasuk? And Reb Chaim told the Bacharim something that's entered the realm of legend. While a father, Hashem, could tell his daughter, Rachel, to calm down and not to cry, a child, however, can always ask their mother to cry on their behalf. A child can always ask their mother to show sympathy and concern for her children. A son or a daughter can always request anything from their mother, and she will always oblige. And that is why I asked our mother Rachel to beg and plead on our behalf. They once recounted this story to Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the legendary Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva. And he asked his Tamidim, what lesson do you take out of this story? And they said, we see the tremendous heart and devotion Reb Chaim had for Klal Yisrael. Reb Nosson Tzvi told them, it is true that he had tremendous hearts for Klal Yisrael. He always davened on behalf of his brethren. But let me tell you what I see from this story. If you have to come home late one day, call your wife and let her know, and don't let her sit around and worry. Vintage Reb Nosson, what sensitivity for every Jew. The Imre Emes of Ger related an incredible story. When a leader of Nazi Germany, Yimach Shemoy, attempted to invade Eretz Yisrael in the summer of 1942, a few great tzaddikim got together and they traveled to Beis Lechem to daven at Kever Rachel. And they poured out their hearts at the tomb of Rachel Imenu, asking for Yeshua. And suddenly, Rachel Imenu appeared to them, and she told them, you can go home now. The gezeira against the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael has been nullified. And shortly thereafter, word came down that the Nazis retreated and they weren't going to invade Eretz Yisrael. We are living in unprecedented times. Eis Tzara LeYaakov. Klal Yisrael more than ever needs Yeshuas individually and collectively. We need our mama more than ever to get up and cry and advocate on behalf of our children. So in the words of Chaim Shmulevitz, Mama Rachel, cry, cry for your children. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
Your mama Rachel, cry for us again. Don't you shed a tear for your dead children. You raise your sweet voice now as then the day would go. Your mama Rachel, cry for us again. Don't you shed a tear for your dead children. Now your voice is still as you hear the call of many koyele. It's our Father's will, He who made us all. Dare we ask of you to define what we have to cry to shout, not for pain, pain and grief. Remains a foreign Lord and uncertain. Clinging to the faith that it can be heard as it cries out to its mother. Imame, mame, 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 mame Show up on the moon.